Hello, and welcome to the Fat Boys in the Indian podcast, brought to you by Blake Haynes, Derek Imberton, Ryan Barker, and Tanner Crawford. We bring you somewhat factual, observational, and very delusional sports and world takes. We hope you enjoy the journey. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Derek and Tanner podcast. I mean, the Fat Boys and the Indian, minus Blake and Ryan. Go ahead and just make our own podcast on the side, Derek, because we're just getting so fucking popular.
We've had a rough start trying to get this thing going, but if everyone stays patient with us, we're going to figure out this app we are using to record these episodes, and we'll start popping out a couple episodes a week with all of us together. And I think we were talking about even branching off and splitting two and two. So just be patient with us, guys.
Yeah, taking shortcuts doesn't always usually work. But like everything I've read about this app, like it's super popular, but it's just kind of, it's all on the app. So if something messes up, there's pretty much, we're like trapped in purgatory. So like last night we recorded, I think, our best episode yet. Not that it compares to much, but I don't know if I pressed the wrong button or if it was too big of whatever happened, but it just disappeared. And like we were all like already texting each other like how excited we were about the episode we just created. And then when I was waiting for it to pop up and it was just gone, and my whole day today I was in a fucking terrible ass mood all fucking day because that episode, I thought it was fucking gold. And I'm sitting here like having to listen to other people's podcasts, and I'm like, I should be listening to my own fucking podcast right now.
I have to agree with you. It was definitely, for all three of us being together, I thought it went really well, and we were all excited, and then it just, we caught a bad break there, but I think we're going to figure it out. We were talking on our group chat about what possibly went wrong, so we'll get it turned around here.
So Blake is at a baseball game tonight, so he is not going to be a part of the show, but we are going to record again on Saturday, and I will not fuck that one up. So let's go ahead and go and get this episode started off. So, Derek, we both graduated in 2009. It is almost 10 years after high school. Do you feel that it's been almost 10 years?
No, it really doesn't feel like it's been 10 years, but I have a flashback to when we were younger kids, and, you know, you always had adults tell you, you know, everyone's heard it. Enjoy it while you can because it goes by fast, and, you know, when I was like 13 or 14, I was like, these idiots don't know what they're talking about, whatever, I'm gonna be a kid forever. And, yeah, man, it's kind of crazy. I don't know if I would have guessed I would be where I am now 10 years ago. Like, there's been so many different things that I've experienced and done. But it's definitely, so far, it's gone pretty solid. I can't really complain, man.
I don't think 10 years ago that I would have thought that I'd be, you're not there now, but I didn't think I would guess that I would be seeing you in Onega at that Main Star Trust Bank or whatever it's called a couple weeks out of the year. That was kind of weird. But I never had fucking service in Onega, and it always pissed me off.
I know.
But one time we tried to schedule lunch together, and I had to, like, text you while I was in, like, before I got to Delia, because Delia, Emmett, and, like, Onega is, like, a black hole. And so, yeah. We went to that, was that, like, Buffalo Bob's or something?
Oh, Buffalo's Grill and Pizzeria.
Yeah, there you go. And that lady couldn't get the damn cash register to work.
Oh, that was pretty rough.
But the food wasn't bad, though.
Yeah, that was almost a year ago, I think, that happened.
Holy shit. Holy shit. All right, so flashing back, what do you see the differences in social media versus now and then?
Well, when I was in high school, to be honest, I wasn't on social media a whole lot. I had a Facebook, but we had, like, dial-up internet, so obviously you know how bad that is. I know it was really, on our computer.
It was really hard to jerk off in the middle of the night.
Oh, it was terrible.
I would put a hoodie over the modem when it was like, because I was trying to get on and download something off LimeWire or something, and so I could watch
Speaking about downloading music, everything has just completely changed. I mean, I don't even think I had a cell phone until I was a sophomore in high school.
I think I was a freshman or sophomore.
And I had a flip phone, and it was like my mom got it for me just so I'd have something to text my friends with or whatever. And it was, yeah. And now look at us. We have like, you know, we have like Galaxies or iPhones or whatever.
And like 5 million pixel cameras on our phones that could take pictures of our penises.
Exactly. It's insane. Back then, you'd have to like draw it and send it to someone.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking about, because like, see, the stairs led right to our computer. And I'd sneak down there at like 1 o'clock or so, and I would really bring like a blanket or a hoodie, and I would stick it over the modem, and then I would get on the dial up thing.
Yeah.
And then I would wait a little bit. I'd go stand by the stairs, seeing if I heard my mom wake up, so she didn't come down. And be like, "What the fuck are you doing, getting on the internet?" It's like, "You don't want to know, woman." But you know, it is a lot different, like how much more we can do now. I mean, even I remember we took a trip to New York once, and I think a lot of dudes did this, but my friend Stefan, who happened to be a Mormon, he was in Gifted, but he had. He was talking to a girl. I can't remember. He was talking to this girl named Katie. And so we were in New York and we were fucking around. And I took his phone and I took a picture of my dick and sent it to Katie. I thought the girl that he was talking to. Turns out he was on a first name basis with his Gifted teacher, who also was named Katie. So I get back to school with like a sheriff and shit in the office, like waiting for me. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. But I didn't end up getting in trouble because they thought that I was doing it because I was like into her or something. Like, I think she was more like, it was like, this kid's trying to get me to like do stuff with him. I was like, no, it was a joke. Like, I didn't even know her name. I didn't even know like the Gifted teacher's name. And yeah, it was like, it was fucking scary. So I think that's kind of, kids now in high school, like, cause I think now if you get caught with that kind of stuff, it's like child pornography or something. Even if you're in high school, like that's fucking scary. But, you know, I joke about trying to download porn stuff like when my parents were sleeping, but I don't hardly use Facebook anymore because my dad sends me these weird ass fucking videos all the time. Like last week he sent me this one of like, it's like had like a whole bunch of like yodeling music going on, and it had a horse licking a dude's penis.
Oh my God.
And like 10 years ago I would never think that, you know, my dad would be sending this shit on Facebook, and it's like, oh my God, like parents have taken over Facebook. And then on Snapchat, every time I put a fucking story up, I always try to do funny stuff on Snapchat stories. Like sometimes I'll put my kids on there, but like there's this porta potty I drive by every Saturday on the way to Target distribution.
Right.
And it's at this random natural gas pump station, and it's always open and there's no one ever there. It's like deserted. And like every day it's like tempting me to like go shit in it. And so I did that. And of course my mom's like, what's this mean? I'm like, oh my God, I can't put anything on my fucking Snapchat story without my mom like try to get me to explain it.
Yeah. Snapchat's been interesting. I can't say I have like my mom or anything. I don't think my mom has Snapchat, but like for Facebook for sure, like her generation, it's like really good for them because she lived all over the place. Like she lived in Maine when she was a senior in high school. She lived in Louisiana when she was married to my dad for a couple of years. I mean, she was in a military family, so she was all over the place. So, like, Facebook's been awesome for her just for the fact that she can reconnect with these people that she hasn't seen in, you know, 30 to 40 years and stuff. So. Yeah.
And it's funny because, I mean, I feel like our generation isn't really, like, it's like the opposite. Like, we don't want to talk to the people that we went to school with.
No. Like,
I think we had a 5-year reunion. And I didn't fucking go, but my buddy Marcus went, and I think there was only like 8 people went out of like a class of 90 people.
Wow.
And it's just like, I feel like it's funny. We have all this stuff, you know, like our parents are like, you know, they have like all these Facebook friends now from school, and they talk to them and like all their posts, and all of us are like hermits now where it's like we have like a confined group of people that we talk to every day, but the other people, it's just like when they like something on your Facebook, you're like, what the fuck are they doing liking my picture on Facebook? Like,
it's definitely odd, especially people like you weren't close to in high school. It's even weirder than it's like we didn't even talk. Like, it's not like we weren't friends or anything, but we never spoke to each other. So it's kind of odd when you do that.
I've lost some sleep because I finally downloaded Instagram. I think I did this a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I accidentally pressed the button where it sends. I didn't know how Instagram really works. People just put pictures and stuff, I guess, but it sent out all of the people I'm friends with, like 500 people on Facebook, and it reached out to like all 500 of those people saying that I wanted to follow them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, like 400 of those people I probably haven't talked to in like 5 to 10 years. And I'm like, oh my God, it's gonna be so weird. So now like every day you can see like who really doesn't use Instagram. Cause like every couple of days of like one random person, this person accepted your request. Like one was like a person that was like 4 years younger than me. I'm like, I don't know if I ever even talked to that person. And I can't imagine like what they're thinking like in 2018, like, why did Tanner Crawford just send me a request on Instagram? Like, I'm like,
I don't know.
I get that feeling too sometimes when like, or there's been times I've accidentally liked someone's post on Facebook. Like, I'll scroll to like hit like see more or just see the rest of the post and I hit like. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, now they're going to think I'm creeping on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I do creep on people, but not everyone. Like, come on. It's embarrassing though.
It's a dangerous game. So, Derek, what was kind of your, kind of out there, kind of big high school dreams, like what you wanted to be?
I was always interested in like sports broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
Like anything involved with sports. But I went to college for like 2 years at Highland, and I graduated from there and went to KU. And I kind of found out that I didn't want to spend that much money to get a degree that probably won't, you know, pay me anything. So I grew up and just worked jobs, you know, until like recently I got into this electrician apprenticeship. And I would have never guessed. I would have thought of like getting into the trades or whatnot. But I thought I was going to be a sports broadcaster, like locally, maybe like Midwest area. And yeah, that was my big dream in high school, just because like that was my life. And to this day, I guess it still is, because one, we're doing a podcast which is related mainly around sports and just everything else in general. And two, it's just something I've always been passionate about.
See, I would have never guessed that I would have been it really started in like second or third grade, but basically every year until high school, I was like in the office every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have never guessed that I was going to be a teacher for 2 years. Like, I remember when I went to Jeff West, where I went to school, I went there to student teach, and the look on their face is like, oh my fucking God, Tanner's teaching here. Like, Tanner Crawford became a teacher. and I would have never thought that, because like my dream, like all I ever wanted to be in middle school was I wanted to be Chris Farley. Like, I wrote every paper, everything I ever wrote about was about Chris Farley. And like, I felt like, you know, he got cut short, and I wanted to live on his legacy. And then I also, in high school, I'm like, I want to be John Daly. Like, he is like my inspiration. I taught myself how to play my freshman year, and I was like, man, I want to be fucking John Daly. Just drink a fuckload of beer and play golf and eat M&Ms. That sounds like the fucking dream.
Oh, so it's now the best.
So now I'm sitting here in 2018. I do have a sports podcast, but I mean, I'm not a bad golfer. But
no,
I still,
you are not. You have a pretty good golf game.
But the only thing I really have is that I'm fat and have a mullet. So,
you know what? Those are two good things to get going. You know, like, another thing, too, is, like, since we're talking about fat, I just, like, I never thought I'd get to the weight I'm at right now, just because of how active we both used to be. And I get on the scale, and I'm like, my God, like, this sucks. I never thought I would weigh 230 pounds or 240 pounds. And I'm like, my God, like, what do I have to do? Like, I move around a lot at work and stuff, and, like, I barely lose any weight. So, kids, if you listen to this podcast, stay active.
Yeah, take it from us. I mean, we're not Instagram models or anything, but take it from us. So, I was doing some research, and I was thinking, like, how our lives would be different if we were both conceived and born in Montana. So, what do you think? Who do you think you'd be rooting for in, like, say, football or college?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Montana. You know Tyler Teske, right?
Yeah.
His brother-in-law, Brandon Spivak, is actually born and raised from Montana. And us three have a NCAA College Hoops 2K8 dynasty with a Montana State the Grizzlies.
Oh, shit.
So I think I would be a – or no, it's not the Grizzlies. It's the Montana State, Montana State Bobcats. So I think I'd be a Montana State Bobcats fan. And if I grew up in Montana also, my favorite pro team would probably be the Vikings.
I thought you said pro team. I was like, Jesus. Just fucking eating straight from the hide.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think we'd probably both be – I don't know what you'd be, but I think I'd probably be a farmer if I lived there.
A farmer?
Probably.
I think they do. I think they do a lot more ranching up there than farming. But
well, I'll be a rancher has too. You know, yeah, I'll do both.
Dude, I was thinking if we would have grew up there, like if you would have rooted for Montana State, I don't know, but I chose Montana, the Grizzlies, and they did in fact win the 2001 championship in football.
Oh,
and they only have one losing record since 1991, and wow. They went 6-4. Yeah, so. They had a lot of like 10, 11 win seasons. I'm like, fuck, we would have been pretty fucking happy there.
Oh, and yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
But it was kind of funny because I'm like, I think we would have been really, really happy because I think we both like to drink a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
The national average for heavy drinking in the United States is 5.9%. In Montana, it's at almost 8%.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's fucking crazy. They like to heavily drink up there. So football and heavily drinking, like successful football teams, I think we'd be happy. Or we would probably be dead because they have twice the suicidal rate as the U.S. average.
Do you think, like, up there, like, during, like your lunch break at work or whatever, they let you drink beer since they just heavily consume beer so much up there? I feel like they let that happen.
Well, I mean, shit, I bet 80% of the jobs are ranching and fucking oil, so... I'm sure it doesn't fucking matter. But in a positive light, we probably would not have HIV because only 548 of the 955,000 HIV cases, only 548 are in Montana.
There's a pretty good chance that we wouldn't get it then. I mean...
That's like 0.0001% of the HIV cases are in Montana, so... I feel pretty confident.
We say that, but one of us probably would have came down with it.
Yeah, one of those heavy drinking nights. Yeah. At a football game, in the showers with Sandusky.
Probably. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny you talk about – I talk about this all the time. People ask me – I mean, I just got a call last week about going back to teaching. And 501 calls me every couple of weeks. And one of my friends teaches at a 501 school, and she's like, hey – my principal wants to know, like, what it'll take to, like, have you come back to teach. And I just kind of, like, the values I have for education are the same. Like, I mean, I like to mess around and goof around, but, like, I kind of picture myself being, like, a Patch Adams type guy. Because, like you said, like, the trades, teachers and, like, the world don't really realize how important those jobs are. And then, of course, like, how much fucking money you can make in those jobs. Like, when I remember being in school, man. When I was in school, like, it was college or bust. If you don't go to college, you're a fucking failure.
That's exactly what got pounded into our heads, too, and it's ridiculous.
And then you have all these kids from my grade that went into trade work and all that kind of stuff like that, and they're making really good fucking money now. And it's like, I mean, the education system is stupid, but I won't go into that because that will get me all fired up.
I think we should save that for another episode for sure because I think there's a lot of people that have – opinions on that as far as what we think and maybe what they think differently, you know, like maybe it's a great option for certain people, but we'll get into that another time.
And I guess I'll give the fans a little sneak peek, but probably why I should be teaching. It was one of my first in-service days. I was teaching sixth grade and the principal was in the office making copies and he had the lights off and I snuck in there on all fours. And I think I was like 22 years old, and the principal's probably like in his 50s. I snuck in there on all fours, and I was waiting for him to come around the corner, and I just like screamed really loud to scare the shit out of him on all fours. He like jumped up, and all of his papers flew everywhere, and I think that's when I noticed like what the fuck am I, like this is why I was in the office every day as a kid, because like I'm a teacher, and I'm in here trying to scare the fucking principal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a... And then, oh, wait, hold on, one more. I had like 25 kids in my class, and I couldn't get them to shut the fuck up. So I was like, on the way to lunch, if you guys can shut up, I will let you do the Bernie on the way to lunch. And so, like, nobody even, like, breathed for, like, 40 minutes. And so, of course, I had to let them all do the Bernie on the way to lunch. And everyone is, like, laughing. And you have 25 freaking kids going down the hallway is a long line. And they're all doing the fucking Bernie. And then the principal is just, like, looking at me, shaking his head. And I'm like, yeah, this is probably the end.
This probably isn't going to work out.
No, probably not, because I do stupid fucking things. But, all right, Derek. I say we shall go on to bathroom equality. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, Tanner.
Well, I have this problem at work where there's four female employees, but there's like 15 guys.
Okay.
But we both have the same bathroom size. Well, I assume we have the same bathroom size, but there's only one pot for 15 dudes. And six of these guys are like in their 60s and they have really bad intestinal problems, and the women get to fucking shit and piss in cotton candy factories, and it's not fair.
Oh man, that's not great, but I might have something a little worse than that. So, I'm currently working at this place in Manhattan that's being developed called NBAF, short for National Biro and Agro Defense Facility. And basically what it's going to be is they're going to test like on different crop diseases and diseases that affect like livestock and what stuff like that, you know, since K-State's a big agricultural school, it's going to be kind of used for that. And it's like the only, it's going to be like the one of the kind only place in the United States of America.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it's pretty intense. But anyway, there's roughly like, not including like the office people, like, you know, like superintendents and people like that, like there's 500 trade workers out there. So you have like carpenters, electricians, pipe fitters, sprinkler fitters, insulators, roofers. And so 500 people roughly, and there's only 25 porta potties.
Holy shit.
That's like one for every 25 people.
That's a lot of asses.
I haven't been up onto the roof part of it because obviously we were not up there, just the roofers, but it's been so hot lately. Like they have like a porta potty or two up there, and I could only imagine how bad that thing stinks just because how close it is to the sun and like all the nasty shit's taken in it.
It's 100 feet or it's 20 feet close to the sun. So it's fucking getting damaged.
Oh, it's gotta be.
Dude, I've noticed this the other day because I mean, I drive 200 miles a day. And I drive, I mean, for work, and I've noticed, like, you see litter crews, and, like, the prison workers outside picking up trash all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
He ever, like, I've just thought about this the other day. I don't think I've ever seen a litter crew ever once go into that porta potty that they drag behind that van.
So are you telling me it's probably, like, one of the worst porta potties in Kansas?
No, like, I don't understand, because, like, I pass those things, you know, 20 times a week, and it's like, I have never once in my years of living seen a prison worker go use a porta potty, which you would think that they would appreciate that because in prison, there's always a chance of them getting shanked or something. And so this is like their chance to like shit outside in the peace and quiet. I mean, it might be a little humid in there, but they're not going to get stabbed. And I mean, I don't know. It just blows my mind.
I would take advantage of it if I was them because it's just the whole factor of being alone and it's quiet in there.
Being alone, except I mean I can't use a porta potty because I have this addiction and problem where when I poop mm-hmm. I have to use like a liquid on my toilet paper.
Okay.
And so like tonight I was pooping in our bathroom in our bedroom, and my wife had removed my suntan lotion that I put on my toilet paper, and I'm like, what the fuck, like what am I gonna wipe my ass with, because I refuse to go dry. And I can't afford wipes. That's fucking crazy. And so tonight I tried shaving cream. I put a little shaving cream on there and wiped. And I'm actually kind of happy my wife took my suntan lotion because it gets all creamy and stuff. And
right.
It was great. Like, I don't even know what else to say. I mean, people are probably turning off the podcast right now, but it was great.
So it's not really shaving cream. It's a multi-purpose cream.
Exactly. Fuck, you know what? I could probably like shave my ass crack while I was at it too.
You think you're that? You think you could do that?
Except what if you get poop under your razor blade?
Yeah, then you're talking about, you know, possibly getting infections and stuff.
Then you would get HIV, which we wouldn't get in Montana, so.
We wouldn't, unless we got really drunk at a football game and Sandusky met us in the locker room or something.
Dirty bird. Yep. So, I don't know. Where do we go from here? I mean, I have a guy at work that he got banned from the Overbrook Casey's because, you know, the new Casey's don't, but the older Casey's, they had the bathrooms right behind the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he pooped so bad that, like, the people checking out could smell it. And he walked out and people were just staring at him. And the guy was like, "You are never allowed to ever use our bathroom again." And, like, he's from Chicago, so I don't know if he has a shitload of, like, Chicago-style hot dogs still in his intestines, but he, like, you can smell him out in the break room. If you're getting ready to go to the bathroom in the morning before we leave, because if you're like me, I don't like going on public toilets, so I have to try to poop before we leave, before I start my day, and if any of those old guys, there's particularly two, one's like 6'8", 300 pounds, like, he used to play college basketball, and that dude, like, he should, like, have to shit at home before he comes to work. Because it's so bad.
Does he shit like the size of like a newborn children? Like it just that big.
I don't know what the size is, but I mean, if you're too big for a stall, then you don't deserve to shit in there. Like
he clogs
that
him up.
That should be a sign.
Sure.
Yeah,
dude, if he's
6'8",
300 pounds, he is definitely pooping like minimum like a, like 1.5 foot cucumber sized turds. Like,
well, see, and I know too because. A lot of those older guys, like, I mean, they're making such good fucking money now that, like, they don't ever bring, like, I bring my lunch every day, just a peanut butter and jelly and shit. But those guys, like, they eat out for lunch, like, fast food and all that shit every day, so.
Ooh, that's gonna get you, too. It'll mess your stomach up real quick.
Yeah, and then that Chicago dude I was talking about, he, like, every couple days out of the week, he shows up with fucking ponchos for breakfast, which, I don't know if you know what that is, but in Topeka, like, they have these, like, humongous, like the size of a Yeti cup fucking breakfast burritos for like $4.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're super good, but like even my fat ass can't hardly eat all of it. And he'll be pounding that in like right before we start the day. And it's just like he's gonna have to shit before we go, and you're not gonna be able to go. And I'm gonna have to hold it until I get home. And then my wife's gonna be like, "Why are you talking to me?" Like, well, I have to shit. And that's the kind of stuff you're gonna run into, Derek, when you get married, is you can't just run straight to the bathroom and sit on your phone for 30 minutes.
Well, if I do get married, my significant other is going to have to be understanding because I need those 30 minutes on my phone in the bathroom.
Like today, I was pooping our bathroom bedroom, and I thought I'd shut our bedroom door. And then I come in, I'm sitting there just trying to relax and poop, and then my son comes in with a golf club and just starts beating the shit out of me with it. And I'm like, this is my life now. Oh, dude, yesterday, too, I was shitting. And I heard my littlest crying. And my wife's like, I need to take the dogs out. And so my wife sits my 3-week-old child in my lap while I'm shitting.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, this is like borderline child abuse. Like, we should have to go to prison for making him sit here while I shit. Like, he's like 2 inches away from my dick and my butthole. Like, this is almost as bad as what Sandusky did.
Almost. We're not going to cross that line, you know, not yet.
I think if we drop Sandusky one more time, one of us has to get a tattoo, like, around our butt, and it says Sandusky was here.
Okay, I think we could probably talk myself or you into doing it. You think your wife would let that fly, though?
As long as it's not seen, I don't think she'd care. Actually, it depends how much it costs, probably, but...
Oh, we're going to go cheap. We're not going to have, like, really nice font or anything. We'll make it...
We'll go get the meth addict down Topeka.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The needle isn't clean. Fuck it, dude. Just do it.
Hepatitis is great.
All right, Derek. Let's go into right now. Stanley Cup is almost over. NBA playoffs are I don't want to write off the Cavs yet, but, I mean, we can almost, you know, shut the book
pretty
on
much,
that.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we're about to just enter where it's basically only MLB time, which me not being a huge baseball guy is a very dark time for me. How about you?
I'm not going to lie, Tanner. I feel like I'm not alone now that you say that, but from, like, June to, like, August, like, I'm kind of – I go into, like, a mild depression because there's just not sports on that I want to watch. It's
well,
just
yeah,
like...
and if you want to get your sports, you have to read it about – it's, like, all – it's basically NFL news, and so the only sports you're getting is the shit that you have to read all day, and it's hard because, like you said, you want to watch it. You want to see the action. You want to get the adrenaline, and it's just, like, all you get is information of, like, beat writers saying, oh my god, this player is going to score 300 fantasy points this year. And that's basically what every article is.
Yeah, it's just this time of the year, I just can't really get into baseball. I was even, you know, thinking about it earlier today, I was like, even if I would have played baseball in high school, I still don't think I could have watched pro baseball on a regular basis because it just, it's not an exciting game. I mean, it's a great game, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to bash it, but it's not like, you know, football or basketball where it's like, you know, it's all go, 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 go.
Yeah, and they almost need to implement what – did you see what the European Tour is doing, the golf tour?
No, I did not.
They're implementing a fucking shot clock. They, like, they're going to pull up like a cart, like a golf cart behind you for every shot. And it's like a – I think it's like 35 or 40-second shot clock. And so – it's almost like, I mean, because, I mean, think about it, like, every sport has a shot clock, basically, a play clock, a shot clock, and it's like, I mean, like me, you know, I played college golf, and I still can only watch the majors and the Ryder Cup, because golf is somewhat similar, where it's like, it's just too fucking long, there's just too much, like, there's not enough happening, you know, to
keep your interest, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, baseball and golf, is a sport I love to watch, but that's like, golf, when I'm watching golf, I am entering nap mode. Like, that is when I'm taking my best naps.
Yep. And I'll never forget when at one of our college tournaments, on Mondays we played 36 holes, and on Tuesdays we played 18. And I think Sunday, what was it? Sunday we had a practice round, and I think it was Masters that Sunday. And we went back to the hotel, and the coach was like, all right, everyone, let's finish watching the Masters in our hotel room, and we'll go out to eat. And I guess me and Colby just, like, passed the fuck out watching the Masters. And they just left us there while they went and ate Chinese food. And it was like...
Did they bring you... Okay, sorry to interrupt. Did they bring you guys Chinese food?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess they were, like, pounding on the door and we couldn't wake up. And it's true, like... I mean, like, I'd love to play fucking golf, but it is. It's like a nap sport.
It's such a fun game to play, but yeah, like... certain events, like if you're watching the Masters, it's pretty fun to watch, and like you're saying the Ryder Cup, but yeah, it's that sport that you want to turn on and just, you know, relax and take a nap too.
I'm trying to imagine myself trying to take it seriously when there's a guy behind me with a clock counting down, like a giant ass clock that's big as a golf cart, like just counting down, and you're just staring at him, like waiting. You're like waiting to rip it until like 5, 4, like just trying to. Because a lot of those guys, I feel like they probably think it's fucking stupid, so they're going to, like, purposely wait till the last second to hit just to,
right,
like, give them a fucking fuck you. But, so, I know me and you watch The Terror. Me and you, like, text about that show all the fucking time.
Yes. Oh, so it's a great show.
I was going to ask you, what kind of shows or what shows do you, like, binge or watch regularly?
Okay, so I recently got internet back recently because I was tired of missing Netflix. I got Netflix downloaded again. So basically, Monday through Thursday, I work 4 10-hour shifts. I come home. I get home around 6:30, so I pretty much just lay down and watch Netflix. And the shows I've been watching here lately have just been – I watched the last season of The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher and the dude from
– That 70 show.
And then, oh my god, I can't think of the other guy's name. He's an older guy.
Yeah, with a big mustache from Roadhouse.
Yes, yes. Him. that's a great show. And then I've been watching F is for Family with Bill Burr.
Oh my fucking god, that's a good one.
Oh, and Big Mouth is a good one too.
Dude, yeah, like, I'm not really a big cartoon dude, but those two, like, they cross the line a lot, but it's fucking hilarious.
So those are my shows I've been watching now. I think probably tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to probably dive in deeper and maybe find a couple movies to watch on there. I just haven't had the time to do it.
So is there any shows that you know that you need to watch, but you just haven't got to yet?
Yeah, I need to finish The Office. I'm like on season 6.
You've never finished The Office yet?
Because I didn't have, I got rid of my Netflix for a while, but dude, I'm going to finish it. Trust me.
The Office came out in like 2006.
I know. I'm behind. Okay.
Dude. I've watched. It pisses my wife off because I've gone through every. I think I've gone through the entire series probably 30 times. Like that's right impressive. Now, it's on in my living room. Like seriously, when I get home, it's like my background noise, but like I can almost say every line, but it still fucking like makes me laugh like out loud every fucking episode, like every part. Like I don't know if it's just me that I'm stupid or if that is the greatest show in the world.
Well, I've talked to a few people that are big fans and they say the same thing. It's like one of those series some people have watched like, you know, 5 or 6 times and it doesn't get old to them, but I guess everyone has their own, you know, taste in what they like and whatnot, you know?
So. And it's like almost one of the greatest meme shows to ever exist.
It is pretty awesome when it comes to that.
I'm trying to think. That's about all. I'm a little behind. Am I behind or ahead of my time? But I love the show Seinfeld. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah, I grew up on that show. It's a good one, man.
I only have a couple people that I know that when every time I bring up Seinfeld, most of them don't know what the fuck to talk about. That's a show my grandpa used to watch. But it's also, I mean, those are my top two shows, Seinfeld and The Office. The Office is number one. But Seinfeld, like, I don't know, understand how people don't like it. Like, it's so simple, and I don't know. I'm disappointed in people.
Yeah, I've always wondered why there were some people that have never watched that show, and I haven't seen, like, every season or anything, but it's definitely a show. If there's nothing else on, I'll throw on some Seinfeld. There's nothing wrong with that.
I wish it would come back. Let me see here, Derek. I really don't know what shows I need to watch because I'm basically that guy that stays up all night and watches a show. Like, there was just a show came out on Netflix called Safe. It has a dude from Dexter in it.
Oh, I saw that on there and I wanted to watch it.
It's actually pretty good. Like, my wife, like, can only watch, like an hour of TV before she's, like, done. Can't watch anymore. Even she was staying up to, like, midnight with me watching it, and we watched the whole thing in, like, 2 or 3 days. It's pretty fucking solid.
I started an episode, but I didn't finish it, so I'll have to jump onto that.
I think if you can finish an episode, it's like super fucking addicting. Where like every episode, it basically like gives you like 10 things. Where it's like every episode is holy shit, this guy did it. Holy shit, this guy did it. No, this person did it, and so like it's like a giant clusterfuck and fucks with your head.
That's kind of the show I'd like to look into because Dexter was one of my favorite shows, and I love the guy who played him. So. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be great in this one,
too. So if you like Dexter, it'll be a little hard because he has a British accent in this one, and I still can't, like, picture him not being Dexter. And so that was kind of throwing me off, but...
Kind of like Rick from The Walking Dead. He has that... he has a British accent in real life, but, like, when he's, like, you know, in character, it's like, there's no way.
Dude, speaking of that, he's supposedly going off the show on his own terms.
We were talking about this about a week ago, and it really hurt. That hurt me a lot because he was, like, the guy.
The speculation, I mean, I know, like, I think a lot of them were mad that they killed off Carl. And I'm wondering if it's partly that or because that Maggie chick wants the same amount of money as him and Daryl.
I could see it being the second thing about, you know, wanting more money, and that probably pissed Rick off, and he was just like, well... I'm going to go do my own thing now because I'm sure he's got plenty of offers to do other series and movies and whatever may have.
Not to bash like women or anything, but it's like the show is like the Rick and Daryl show.
Like, yes.
That like those two should be making the most because they are the two characters that made it what it is today.
I agree, man. Those two guys without them, it would go downhill real quick, I think.
So Derek, there's the NBA game on tonight, right?
Yeah, it's game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Who's going to win?
I'm going to take the Warriors. They're going to take game 3 in Cleveland. I don't know what the score is going
to
be.
No, you have to guess the score.
Okay. I'm going to say Golden State 118, Cavs 97.
Holy shit, in Cleveland?
Yeah. Dude, the Warriors are so good, man. It's not even funny.
I'm going to say Cleveland is going to win tonight. 101-87.
Ooh, some defense, really?
Yeah, Tristan Thompson, I think Chloe finally forgave him, so he's going to come out and fucking ball tonight.
Okay, all right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. We'll see if the Cavs can get a game from these guys or not.
Hey, did that Tyler Helgett dude ever do the promo code?
I messaged him yesterday that our first episode was out since we posted it on Facebook and Twitter, and I haven't heard back from him.
So I'm going to say it again. I think I said it 2 times in the last episode. Fuck you, Tyler. So, let's see. Derek, I think that's all I got. I'm more worried about not fucking this episode up, so I think we should, like, almost quit while we're ahead.
I agree, man. I think we've had a pretty solid segment tonight. We touched on a lot of different things we haven't touched on before, and I'm pretty happy with that. So I think I agree with you, man. I don't have anything else to give the listeners, so I'm ready to head out when you are, man.
All right, and I think we promised this last time to the fans, but Kane Brown, a.k.a. Blake, will be here on Saturday's episode, even though you have yet to get him. I mean, I know he has a very sexy voice and everything, but it just hasn't worked out because the time it did work out, I fucked it up. So my sincerest apologies.
Also, I want to throw in something else too. Ryan Barker is working on getting a stand for his phone, and he's working on getting a setup. His sister is going to help him get like a setup for a desk and everything. So he will be on eventually too. He's been texting us and he's been very patient, but also like to the point where he's like, I'm ready to do this. So he's wanted us to put out as much material as we can, but before soon, it'll be all four of us doing it. And then I think we'll probably break into two and two and do different things throughout the week is what we talked about. So just stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. And also it's going to be, we're going into sports hell here in the next month or so. So we're going to have to come up with some more creative material and more stuff about doing drugs in Montana.
Yeah, I think for the next month or so, we should just hammer that all the way
pick
home.
Pick a different state every episode.
Yeah, I think we're going to touch on Rhode Island next week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Well, to all the fans that listened and haven't listened and are going to listen, we appreciate you and thank you very much. Later, Derek.
Later, Tanner.